But part of the phenomenon was a hypnotic phenomenon, which had not been recognized as existing before. And you can imagine from this beginning how hard it was to get anybody to pay enough attention to do enough experiments. Fortunately for us, the phenomenon of hypnotism has been extracted and demonstrated beyond a doubt, even though it had weird beginnings. So it's not the weird beginnings which make the thing that people are prejudiced against. They start prejudiced against it, but after the investigation, then you could change your mind. Another principle of the same general idea is that the effect we are describing has to have a certain permanence or constancy of some kind. That if a phenomenon is difficult to experiment with, if seen from many sides, it has to have some aspects which are more or less the same. If we come to the case of flying saucers, for example, we have the difficulty that almost everybody who observes flying saucers sees something different, unless they were previously informed of what they were supposed to see. So the history of flying saucers consists of orange balls of light, blue spheres which bounce on the floor, gray fogs which disappear, gossamer-like streams which evaporate into the air, tin, round, flat things out of which objects come with funny shapes that are something like a human being. If you have any appreciation for the complexities of nature and for the evolution of life on Earth, you can understand the tremendous variety of possible forms that life would have. People say life can't exist without air, but it does underwater. In fact, it started in the sea. You have to be able to move around and have nerves. Plants have no nerves. Just think a few minutes of the variety of life that there is. And then you see that the thing that comes out of the saucer isn't going to be anything like what anybody describes. Very unlikely. It's very unlikely that flying saucers would arrive here, in this particular era, without having caused something of a stir earlier. Why didn't they come earlier? Just when we're getting scientific enough to appreciate the possibility of traveling from one place to another, here come the flying saucers. There are various arguments of a not complete nature that indicate some doubt that the flying saucers are coming from Venus. In fact, considerable doubt. So much doubt that it is going to take a lot of very accurate experiments, and the lack of consistency and permanency of the characteristics of the observed phenomenon means that it isn't there. Most likely. It's not worth paying much more attention to, unless it begins to sharpen up. I have argued flying saucers with lots of people. Incidentally, I must explain that because I am a scientist does not mean that I have not had contact with human beings. Ordinary human beings. I know what they are like. I like to go to Las Vegas and talk to the showgirls and the gamblers and so on. I have banged around a lot in my life, so I know about ordinary people. Anyway, I have to argue about flying saucers on the beach with people, you know. And I was interested in this. They keep arguing that it is possible, and that's true. It is possible. They do not appreciate that the problem is not to demonstrate whether it's possible or not, but whether it's going on or not. Whether it's probably occurring or not, not whether it could occur.